Good evening. And I'm so thankful as we approach the end of this semester, we can never teach you all the things that we would like to cover in the School of Ministry, in particular in this book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy by Apostle Jonathan David. Tonight, we will continue to talk about one of the revelational gifts, which is the gift of the word of knowledge. And also, hopefully, with the help of the Holy Ghost, we'll get to the gift of the word of wisdom. So we're going to begin this evening session with the definition on the gift of the word of knowledge, which is one of the three revelational gifts. Let us begin. The gift of the word of knowledge. Notice it is the Holy Spirit's supernatural revelation concerning certain facts. Notice that of the past and the present of a person that's in the mind of God. It is related to facts. And it deals with what exists in the past or the present. Foundations for operating in the gift of the word of knowledge. In revision, we know that prophecy comes to us in seven distinct ways. When we receive the actual words of a message, when we receive the sensing of a message that the Holy Spirit is giving to us, when we receive the first words of a message, when we receive a vision from God and the interpretation thereof, when we receive a message through a song, when we receive a rhema word through the remembrance of Scripture, and when we receive an activation through the prophetic anointing that is of others, the prophetic anointing of others. In other words, you want to prophesy when you're in the presence of a prophet. That's what happened in Samuel. Y'all remember that? Huh? Y'all don't remember when Samuel, they thought he was a prophet? Huh? Oh boy. Y'all need to go back to class. We went through this information where Saul sent men to meet. You listening? Samuel, the prophet. And as they went, they started prophesying. And then he sent another man. They started prophesying. Eventually, he showed up himself. And the scriptures say he prophesied and was turned into another man. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, daughter. The word of knowledge comes supernaturally, as does prophecy. Now, it is important for us to know how to minister the word of knowledge.
First, we receive certain facts
of the Holy Spirit.
These facts are not accumulated facts.
Or acquired knowledge.
Guesswork
is totally foreign.
To the operation of this gift.
In other words, this gift, the word of knowledge, is not based upon guessing. You listening? It's not even based on suspicion. That's a good one. Go ahead.
These facts,
are people related.
And they revolve around people's life situations,
life challenges, life adversities. Go ahead.
These facts concern the past or the present happenings
of their lives.
The incidents or the situations
that is revealed
covers either their past life
It covers either their past life, their past experiences, or their present involvement, or their present environment. We need to receive a work of confirmation within our own hearts to ascertain if these facts that are received are of who? The Lord. In other words, not of ourselves, not out of our soul or our reasoning faculties or our disgruntledness with somebody. Now, y'all don't want to hear that part. Go ahead. We do not speak out the words of knowledge in doubt and hope that God would confirm what we speak out. God does not confirm our what? Doubt. So that means when we're functioning in the gift of the word of knowledge, we function by what? Faith. Faith. It takes faith to function in these gifts, children. Go ahead. The Holy Spirit will bear witness to or with our spirits if the revelations are what? True. It is this sensitivity to the Holy Spirit that reduces all doubt and all what? Uncertainty. A person must be able to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit apart from all other voices that, you listening? Apart from all other voices that's in their lives.
Establishing the highway of prophecy.
Establishing the highway of prophecy.
Helps
us to develop this degree of what? Sensitivity. That's why all of the other gifts flow on the back of what? The mouth gift of what? Prophecy. If we develop strong in prophecy, flowing in the gift of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, you listening? You listening? Flowing. Notice I used the word what? Flowing. You will be more confident when you're used to speaking out. You listening? You're not worried about what somebody gonna think. Your mind gets out the way. Go ahead.
We must be quick.
In judging the source,
knowing the confirmation
of the Holy Spirit,
and gaining confidence
in speaking what God gives us forth.
We must know what to do
with these revealed facts.
Not all words of knowledge.
Now, here's one you need to understand. Y'all have heard me say this many times. You listening? There are certain things God tell you, not necessary for you to reveal them. He might want you to pray about them. You listening? I say he might want you to pray about it. You listening? See, but when you want to get spiritual and prove to somebody something, you listening? You may go do what God say not to do. Go ahead. Not all words of knowledge
must be spoken.
Sometimes
God may want you to speak it out.
Or at other times, God may want you to what? Pray about it. But y'all know people are going to walk up to show you how spiritual they are, right? The Lord told me this about you, but did he tell you to tell me? I might not be in a state to want to receive it. Oh, that's all right. Y'all don't want to hear that part. You listening? You listening? What good is a word of knowledge to me if I reject it? Thank you for your enthusiasm. But if the Holy Spirit is the one doing the what? Directing and the leading, right? And he is the one that want to minister to that person. You listening? He will prompt you. He will what? Prompt you to do it. Go ahead.
Occasionally.
God may want you to call a person out
to
and to minister to him or her.
We must do according to what the Lord
we must do according to what the Lord tells us with the revealed facts. When moving in the gift of the word of knowledge, always minister as the word of knowledge and do not just speak it out as information like you're reporting the news or something. You're not a reporter. You listening? Go ahead. God wants ministers and not reporters. God wants what? Ministers. And all of us are what? Able ministers of the gospel. You listening? Go ahead.
Sometimes we communicate
the revealed facts as though we're only informing the people concerns that we know these things about them. This style of communication does not inspire or produce corresponding what? Faith actions. Thus the people will only respond passively. Our speaking forth must be faith inspiring to motivate the people to respond immediately and also to respond positively. You know, now this brings in another element, the anointing. Y'all see, y'all don't want to talk. It takes the anointing. You must be unctionized in order to function. Y'all understand? See, prophecy is not just mere words. They are anointed words. You listening? Are you listening? So the speaker or the user of the gift, you listening? Must take time to what? Prepare themselves. Are you listening? Go ahead.
Sometimes
the operator of this gift
receives a sensation
or a sense of pain or a ache in his or her arm, his or her own body, especially when the word of knowledge is accompanied with the what? Gifts of healings. Let not the operator of the gift misunderstand the means of revelation that is coming to him or her and mistake it as his own physical ailment. We need to be what? Sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading
and wait on our gifts
with what? Alertness.
Lastly,
the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge can come through a vision.
We may see the person involved.
And we may see the details of the events
surrounding him
or her.
In what?
Picture form. Y'all know what they said about a picture, right? It's worth 1,000 words. Why y'all so slow? Go ahead.
Describing the picture
as we see it
and ministering
to that heed
will release the person involved
in the same way
as we would minister through
other avenues
of the word of knowledge.
How to increase
the impact
of ministering in the gift of the word of knowledge.
Minister in faith.
Minister in faith. Minister in faith.
If you're about to doubt what you're going to say,
how you think the other person going to respond?
Let me tell you something. People know when what's coming out of your mouth is full of doubt.
All right, I'm going to go over here.
I say people know.
Remember, we're dealing with people who have what? Spirits.
You listening?
And the scriptures teach us, try the spirit, by the Spirit. You listening? You have to know if a person is speaking out of the right or the wrong spirit. Go ahead.
Use strong prophetic language.
That's why the prophets would say stuff like, thus saith the Lord. You listening? Or prophets would say, the word of the Lord came unto me for you saying. You listening? They want you to know, this is not of me. You listening? That happened to me. Described my whole ministry. You listening? I said, the prophet described my whole ministry. You listening? It had to be God, because nobody knew what was going on in this ministry. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Then God said, don't worry about it. Talk to me. Many of your leaders going to walk out on you, but don't worry about it. Because when they walk out, I'm still here. I will increase the finances of those who remain with you. Just stick with me. You imagine what that's like when your whole, all of your board, all of your leaders walk out the church on you because they can't control and manipulate you. Thank you for your enthusiasm. But that's what these gifts will do. Go ahead.
Put the facts
into the gift of prophecy. And what? Launch it.
Get people to respond.
As they are hearing.
Even in their seats.
Stir up their faith.
To respond.
While they are hearing.
Faith is the product of the human spirit.
Faith is the product of what? The human spirit flowing through the human mind. Faith is for your soul. Go ahead.
It is not just a mental assent.
In other words, it's not you just mentally agreeing with God. You listening? Go ahead.
Speak clearly and speak boldly. Faith comes through a spirit voice,
or put it this way, the voice of the Spirit. You listening? If the Holy Spirit, when you were filled with the Holy Ghost, you began to speak as what? He gave the utterance. Well, what make us think that he can't speak through us in our own? You listening? In the same way, he can give you words to say. Go ahead.
If necessary.
Repeat what was revealed
to us.
If we feel.
That the word was not properly understood. Follow up.
On this operation.
Later on, if necessary.
Not everyone knows how.
To receive directly from God.
Some are so used.
To being personally ministered to by men.
That they often wait.
For an altar call.
An altar call. Go ahead.
If we want to follow up.
With an altar call.
We need first to encourage those.
Who have already received.
Their miracle.
To come forward.
And to testify.
This enriches the faith of others
at the altar
and also confirms to those
who are sitting
that they can receive their miracle
right where they are
as long as faith is active
and miracles will confirm it.
Now, children, see, class, I want to share this with you. You see, these things flow. You listening? I remember I worked at an oil and gas firm called C&G Producing Company many years ago. And I went to a baby shower. And at the baby shower, they was celebrating a young lady who just had twins. And one of the young ladies who help throw the shower for this individual was desiring a child. You listening? And the Holy Ghost said to me, this woman is desiring a child. Are you listening? So I and another gentleman, I asked him to come with me and pulled her into a room off to the side. You listening? And I said to her, the Lord said to me, you are desiring a baby. Good God Almighty. I say, good God Almighty. Only God could have known that. Are you listening? You're desiring a baby. You listening? And we're going to pray for you. You listening? And the baby going to show up. Now, I'm telling you this because after I released those words to her, because I worked with her, you listening? I would see her sometime passing through the hallway. Guess what I would remind her of? What God had said. You listening? Told it was getting closer. Are you listening? Guess what? Baby showed up. But here comes something that you didn't know. You listening? She had miscarried several times. You heard me? She miscarried several times. As she was carrying this baby, because she became a member of this fellowship, you listening? As she was carrying this baby, she started going through the process of what? A miscarriage. And she reached out and said, Pastor, I'm losing a baby. See, when you know that you know that you know, you don't allow circumstances to abort, you listening, what God had said. I told her no. I don't care what the doctor say or what anybody else have said. You're going to carry this pregnancy to the full term. Are you listening? And that beautiful little girl is a model today. Good God Almighty. So, and this happens quite frequently in my life. That's only one example. But you see, we need men and women of God who, when they give a word, you listening, they can stand. You listening? They can stand. They're not trying to save face because they know. There's a reason I'm sharing this. Because sometimes we always want to blame the person. You listening? No, don't blame the person. Did God give you the word? You listening? I wish y'all would read the Bible. The prophet, you remember the Shunammite woman? Y'all remember the Shunammite woman? Y'all remember what the prophet told her? 9 months from now, you're going to have a child. Good God Almighty. The woman said, prophet, don't lie to me. I love that kind of stuff because that's God in action. You listening? And those prophets would say, thus says the Lord. You listening? Go ahead. We're going to send a study guide for examples of the gift of the word of knowledge. Pay attention to them because it might show up on the test saying which one is which. You listening? We're going to keep moving forward. Go ahead. We're going to talk about chapter 11, which is the gift of the word of wisdom. The definition of the word of wisdom. It is the Holy Spirit. Supernatural revelation of the mind of Christ concerning the future. Here's the difference. Concerning the what? Future plans and the future purposes of God for a person, church, or a nation. It is a supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Concerning the divine purpose in the mind and in the will of God. It is the unfolding of God's will and God's purposes that needs to be carried out and established in the lives of those that are concerned. It is the prophetic avenue by which guidance and direction are progressively given to the believer. The gift of the word of wisdom helps to confirm the personal guidance already received into the hearts of the person that is receiving the word of knowledge. You listening? The word of knowledge came to what? Confirm. Go ahead.
Through this prophetic avenue,
specific instructions are given
that must be followed
and adhered to
for the fulfillment of God's purpose
in their lives.
What the word of wisdom is
not. Now we need to know what the word of wisdom is not.
The word of wisdom
is not sanctified. It is not sanctified.
Common sense.
That is reflected
in the wise sayings
of a natural man.
It is not administrative wisdom.
It is not a code of ethics
on wise behavioral
patterns.
It is not a high degree
of intellectualism.
And it is not
deep spiritual insights
or unusual understandings
of the more mystical parts
of God's word.
We must learn how to minister the word of wisdom as we learn how to minister the word of knowledge. Same thing. Go ahead.
First,
we receive by revelation
certain facts.
Concerning, here it goes again, the future plans, not past or present. Facts. Notice I didn't use the word plans, right? The word of knowledge have to do with past and present what? Facts. The word of wisdom have to deal with future what? Plans. Go ahead.
Future plans and purposes
of God for a person's life.
These facts.
These plans, are you listening? Are always what?
Destiny
related.
We need to receive
a work of confirmation
within our own hearts
to ascertain if these facts received.
Well,
y'all know you keep using the word facts, but y'all know plans are facts. Is that right? If I give you a plan, right, and it's the word of wisdom, it's going to contain facts to carry out, you know, to understand the plan that's being revealed.
Yes.
That makes sense to you? Huh?
Yes.
Or you want me to say it again? Okay, you didn't say nothing. Go ahead.
We need
a healthy mind
to help clarify.
And receive understanding
concerning the future facts,
of future plans,
and purposes of God,
to function strongly
in the word of wisdom.
We need to have sound understanding
of the scriptures,
the principles,
the ways,
and the workings of God.
We need to understand
the difference between faith statements
or faith projections
and actual clear
directive predictions
that are of what?
The Lord.
Because the Lord is talking about what?
The future.
You listening?
Go ahead.
In learning to operate
in the word of wisdom,
we must exercise caution.
Because lives can be what?
Destroyed.
By a what?
Wrong.
Lives can be destroyed.
How can a person's life be destroyed by a wrong word?
A wrong word will get them off on the wrong track.
You listening?
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
That's why so many,
the Lord say you're going to be a pastor.
Really?
You listening?
No, I'm not saying this to be funny.
I have grew up
in the church all of my life.
I have seen
people's lives wrecked.
I've seen people tell people,
this going to be your husband.
This going to be your wife.
and it never manifested. And the person get bitter with the other person because they didn't choose them. You listening? Look at y'all. Y'all getting real quiet. You listening? God ain't going to tell you somebody else's husband is yours. Shundai. Oh, Lord. Go ahead, Pastor. You're getting way out. Go ahead. These are additional notes from the gifts of the Holy Spirit by Dr. Kenneth Hagin. The difference between the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom is that the revelation which the word of knowledge brings is always present knowledge. Or it is knowledge of something which have happened in the past. The word of wisdom, on the other hand, always speaks of the future. In Revelations chapter 1, the Lord spoke to John on the Isle of Patmos. It was in the form of a what? Vision. Jesus, the head of the church, appeared unto John and told the apostle John about the condition of the seven churches in Asia Minor. The knowledge about these present condition of these churches was a manifestation of the word of knowledge. Why? Because only the Spirit could reveal. You listening? Now y'all say Jesus. Yeah, Jesus appeared to him, but Jesus just don't appear. He always speaks by the Spirit. Now there y'all go. Yeah, there y'all go. Jesus was led of the Spirit. You listening? The words that Jesus spoke were the words that came from his Father to him through the Spirit. Go ahead.
Then the Lord
went on to give John a word of wisdom, or the word of wisdom. You listening? You listen? The reason I use the word of wisdom, because it's a specific word. You listening? Go ahead.
Jesus instructed
each church
as to what to do
in the future
according to his plan
and his purpose for each one of them. We see both of these gifts of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom in operation. The Lord told Ananias where to go find Saul, and that Saul had been praying and had seen in a vision.
The Lord even told Ananias
the very street,
the very house,
and the very person
to go to.
These were all what? Present facts, which indicate they were all what? The word of knowledge. Thank you. Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit
further revealed to Ananias that in Saul's vision, Saul had seen a man called or named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him that Saul might receive his sight. And here's something else. You have to read it because, you know, it's in there. And receive the Holy Ghost. How you know? Well, I didn't say it right there. Keep reading. Go ahead.
This too
was a revelation that was given by a vision to Ananias concerning present facts about Saul.
Therefore,
this was also the word of what? Knowledge in operation. Dealt with what? Present facts. Keep going.
But a further revelation
was also given to Ananias.
And this other
revelation was the word of wisdom because it reveals God's plan and God's purpose for Saul's life for the what? Future. That's in Acts chapter number what? Reference. Hallelujah. That was something I threw out there. Just look up the word Ananias. You'll get the reference. We'll, Acts chapter 9, I thought so. We'll send you the references. We will send you references on the gift of the word of knowledge, the gift on the word of wisdom, so you can study them, and there will be questions on the tests concerning them. Our next session, we will cover the word, the discerning of spirits, which will be our final class for this semester. Enjoy a great evening.